It's been going on a long... Yeah, Sarah is very brave. Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks. Tom fucking Hanks, guys. Pedophile. Called out. No response. No. I'm not even going to talk about Spielberg. Who, by the way, Steven Spielberg is a pedophile. Yep. See how easy that was, Corey? I didn't need $10 million. I just said it. But what I want to get into is, I want to get into like the bigger picture of how this stuff is all connected. Because when you're talking about like really elite levels, the name of the game is blackmail. So they want something on you that they can hold over your head so they can basically own you and tell you what to do. And they film it. And then they own you. So that's what runs the whole system, basically. They want compromised people because they're easy to control. And a lot of, you know, a lot of people, they'll just go along with it and do whatever just for fame or money or accolades or any of that stuff. I don't understand it. Some people are just like really into the evil shit. Oh, I'm not going to talk about Tom Hanks either, who is also a pedophile. Tom Hanks, folks, is a pedophile. I'm sorry if this is the kind of bursting your bubble, all this information is new, but it's time that this comes out into the open, because we are going to change the way everything works, because at the top levels of wealth, of power, the very top levels, these people are just sick and psycho. Look into the Rothschild family. Do some research. You heard it's cannibals. Yeah, there is cannibalism. The higher you go, the more sick it gets. Peter Wood has been happening for a very long... Yes, it has. A very, very, very long time. And this is the thing. This is what really hurts about the situation, because a lot of people are kind of born into this. They grow up in it. They are abused. And through the abuse, especially as a child, you can break someone's subconscious mind. If you're not aware of any of this stuff, look into MKUltra. I heard Bronfman has Fiji. Oh, yeah. Yeah. By the way, Bronfman, if you don't know who that is, Claire Bronfman, she's a heiress for Seagram's, the liquor company. And she got arrested yesterday. Oh, Jimmy Savile. Yes, I'm getting into that. That's on my notes here. That's in my notes. The royal family. Yeah. Jimmy Savile raped and murdered hundreds of kids over the course of 3 decades or longer. No one ever looked into it. And he hung out with the royal family. He was knighted. He was knighted. And the reason I want to talk about Jimmy Savile is because this guy, Mark Thompson. Mark Thompson is, he runs the New York Times. Now, Mark Thompson was head of the BBC for years and years and years. They covered up allegations. They covered up abuse. They let him run rampant. And they just covered it up. So this guy, Mark Thompson, is at BBC, and then he goes over to the New York Times. Now think about it. If someone like that is running a giant media organization, what are they going to say? What are they going to tell you? Are they going to tell you the truth? No. No, they're not going to tell the truth. That's why when people say the news is fake, it's because it's run by these people who are into some very, 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 very sick stuff. I want to, what else do we got here? ElsaGate. Please, 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 I want you guys to research and look about ElsaGate. ElsaGate is one of the most evil things I've ever encountered in my life. It's making videos on YouTube with traumatic triggers that actually rewire people's, or not people, but like little babies. It rewires their subconscious to be more receptive and open to being abused. It is absolutely sick. I posted something on Twitter yesterday, but that hashtag is so suppressed. It's nuts. And again, I know this might be coming as a shock to a lot of you. Like, you had no idea because, you know, we're around the media. You're told who to trust, who to like. And the people who are telling you who to like are compromised. The people, the actors, the musicians, everybody, those people are compromised at the top levels. It's really bad. And it's when it hits you, it's hard. I mean, I didn't know. It took the situation punching me in the face before I realized I was in the middle of some crazy fucking shit. And, you know, most people are good, and they want to trust. They want to trust, and they can't even imagine that kind of an evil exists. And that helps them cover it up. We have been brainwashed for our whole lives. If you want to do research on Operation Mockingbird, that's been going on, you know, 50 years. What happened that caused you to go public? Well, you know what? I couldn't take it anymore. Something came over me on set. I saw the gun allegations, and I saw him like, oh, they're just jokes. I'm like, bro, I know who you are. I know you. I've met you, you know, a number of times. I don't know gun that well, but I'm like, you're a fucking liar, dude. And I just watched them. They lie and lie and lie and lie and lie. And I watched it. I'm like, okay. That's and I just, something hit me. There was a hostage situation at the supermarket near my house. And there was like tons of helicopters flying over. I don't know, something like inside of me just activated. And I was like, you know what? I'm fucking doing this. I'm going down to Comic-Con right now. And I'll tell these motherfuckers like, yo, if I'm a liar, call me a liar to my face. Right? Have I crossed paths with Lloyd Kaufman? I don't know if I've met Lloyd. I did a film that I think was picked up by Trauma, but I don't know. It was a while ago. Aren't you concerned for my life? Yeah. But more importantly, I'm concerned for everybody, because this shit has been going on forever. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I saw your post about the lady. Oh, yeah. 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 Hardwick. Oh, yeah. I've met Hardwick. Yep. Ian Black on my list. I don't know Ian Black. Is that the guy that, is that the guy that was posting the Tinder for pizza thing? Someone answer. I don't know. I don't know who that is. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin and Seth Green are friends. To be honest, I had some fun times with those guys. For being satanic pedophiles, like Seth is a pretty cool dude. I mean, I feel sorry. I feel a lot of empathy for them, because they grew up in this shit, and you know, it's trauma, it's abuse, and then you know, then you get the money, and then you get the fame, and it's like, okay, and then all of a sudden you're the abuser. And it sucks, man. It sucks. Like, I really, like, I have a lot of empathy for both of them. Like, for anyone who is in that situation. Because it's hard. What are they going to, how do you get out? Like, everyone is threatened. Everyone. Why don't you show us proof? There's a bunch of stuff I posted on 8chan. And by the way, the proof is in the fucking pudding. If I'm lying, sue me. Sue me. Great. Let's go to court. Let's have discovery. Do you know how many people I would love to get up there? Associates? Was Jacko innocent? I don't know. I don't know if he was. I like to believe he was. Michael Jackson fucking hated Steven Spielberg. So... And also, this is good. This is what makes me think that Michael Jackson was probably innocent, because the media destroyed him. The medical industry destroyed him. He was just fucking destroyed by these pieces of shit that just want to, you know, keep it going. They keep it going. It's been going on a long, yeah, Sarah is very brave. Oh yeah, Tom Hanks. Tom fucking Hanks, guys. Pedophile. Called out, no response. Do they literally worship? Yes, they do. Go, there's some wedding pictures from Yarbo's wedding. I mean, they have a fucking pentagram, like, right on the thing. It's like, that's the thing. These people, they advertise everything with their symbols. Like, after Pizzagate hit, and then that's when I really began to pay attention. I saw Claire and she had this leather jacket with a heart inside a heart. I'm like, why are you wearing that? That's like a known pedophile symbol. So I guess that I'll never work in this. You know what? I don't give a shit. I don't, honestly, I'm a more talented musician than I am an actor. I don't care. I've already been blacklisted. They can't double blacklist me. They can try to kill me. You know. Good luck with that. Do you see the hash? What do I know about Renegade? Bro, Renegade. Come out, man. Not everyone in Hollywood is bad, all right? There are a lot of decent people. A lot of people don't even realize what's actually going on. And they're just blind to it. I was blind to it. It took me like I said, just like smashing me in the fucking face before I was like, oh god, this shit is real. Hollywood, who is the boss? Top dog? I don't know. Geffen, music industry. Look, guys, it's music. It's film. It's art. Look into Marina Abramovich. If you're just getting started with this stuff, look into Marina Abramovich. Do some research. Ooh, nasty. She's also tied in with Bronfman from Nexium. And you should Google this. The media is totally blacking it out, the mainstream media. But it's Nexium, NXVIM. So all you are like, this is coming like as a shock to you, like, oh my god, this shit's so crazy. Like, yeah, it is. It really is. Is Oprah a pedophile? Well, let's see. Hanks, Weinstein, I mean, the company she keeps, as rich as she is, I have a feeling she is very high up in the cult. And this, make no mistake, this is a cult. There is a widespread cult that is worldwide. And it's fucking bad, guys. It's bad. It's bad. Complicit people in Hollywood who could come out with info are too... Yeah. Everyone's afraid. They're afraid to come out. People that know... they don't want to do it. It's scary, guys. People get killed over this shit. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. So many questions. Who are they afraid of? What was the situation that woke me up? All right. So the situation that really, 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 really woke me up. I mean, I knew I was, when Pizzagate hit, I was researching on 4chan, and so I was kind of like, oh wow, this is a problem. But when it really, really hit me was that, well, the first time it really hit me was at Seth's. We went over there, played Mafia. It's a role-playing game that we play. And at the end of the night, it was me, Seth, and his brother-in-law. And Seth turned to me and opened up this secret bookshelf, and he's like, "This is where we keep the children." And I was like, I tried to just put it out of my mind, but then about a month later, Seth, Claire, and I were having a dinner at their house, and Seth said, "We now need to have a talk about chicken." And I was like, oh God. And then he basically admitted that he's a pedophile. Do you know anyone who was murdered because of this? Not personally. Not personally, but people are murdered for it. What about Heather? I didn't realize how bad it was. I thought there were some bad apples. It is. It is so rampant. It is so, so, so bad. But watch for the symbolism, because these people out themselves with the symbols. It's all over. By the way, if any of like our mutual friend circle, me, Seth, Claire, other people that have been to their house, did you ever notice when you walk right in that there's that little yellow sign with a triangle and a circle in the middle? Like that's a symbol. You need proof. Bro, I post this stuff on HN and the proof is in the pudding. If they're lying, they can sue me, and if I'm lying, they can sue me, and we can go, let's go into court. Do you know how many more people? Because there are a lot of others. Who does Dan Ferguson work for? Ruh-roh. Eagle Survivor, great. I don't care. Sue me. I know it's true. He told me. Other people have the info. Think about how someone could capture all communications, everything digital. Dan Schneider, oh my God. Yes, Dan Schneider is, of course, a pedophile. Any dirt on Seth Rogen? No, I don't have any. I don't have any dirt on Seth Rogen, but we did smoke weed together once in a hotel room. Are parents aware? Oh, see, this is the most fucked up thing. So, a lot of showbiz parents will knowingly give their kids to be abused, because they'll be like, oh well, we'll get your kid rules and money, and then they take the money and then they just sell their kids. People sell their kids. They sell their kids for money. It's very fucking very fucked up. You're telling us general stuff that most of us know. You know what? This is for people that are new to this. This is not for like people that have been studying this. I'm sharing information. I want you to realize there's a bigger system of control. There's a bigger system of control that is at play, and I want people to open their eyes to it, because people don't want to believe, they can't believe that something so evil is happening. Like, because most people are good. Most people are good. So I want people, this is not for people who know this stuff. This is for people who are new to this, and it's shocking, and it's going to be painful. And it's going to be painful for a lot of mutual friends of mine and Seth and Claire's. It's shocking. It broke my heart. Like, it broke my heart because I love them. What else we got here? What do we do to help expose this? You share it, you talk about it, you tell people, you get involved. You get involved, because when you get involved, people are waking up. Like, the media is just going apoplectic about, they're just going absolutely bonkers. And people are starting to be like, why are they freaking out so much? Like, Donald Trump had 2 scoops of ice cream. How is that? Like, why are people's heads exploding? It's because they're compromised. Stephen Colbert is a pedophile. Stephen Colbert and John Podesta are best buddies. Best buddies. And if you don't know who John Podesta is, do some research. Oh, absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. So, Dan Harp, yeah. You guys, this is important. Read the body language. Look into the eyes. You know, like, if you have an idea that something is off, look at these people's demeanor. They're hiding things. It's destroying them because they didn't think they would ever get caught. This has been going on for probably millennia. The people that have controlled all of the wealth have been part of it. I'm not suicidal.
The problem is that these oligarchs, all of them, are related with the system of the pedophilia. Why? Because we know that there are more than 8 million children per year which they disappear. 8 million does mean the entire population of Austria. They disappear without any information, simply like that.
Kids you found.
It is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it's gonna pass the drug trade. Because you can sell a bag of cocaine one time with a child, 5 to 10 times a day. God's children are not for sale.
How long have you been doing this?
12 years now.
How many pedophiles you caught?
288.
How many kids you found?
Yo tengo por rescatar niños, ¿verdad? ¿Puedes ayudarme a encontrar mi hermana?
Te lo prometo.
We're Homeland Security. You know we can't go off rescuing Honduran kids in Colombia.
Which means she'll disappear for good. Imagine walking into a room right now, seeing an empty bed. What would we do?
You quit your job, and you go and rescue those kids.
So at this moment, she could be a block down the road, or she could be in Moscow, Bangkok, L.A. She's a major operator.
It's all rebel territory. No one goes in. Not the army, not the police, not us.
What if this was your daughter?
There's no Marine unit coming.
You're on your own. This jihad tears you to pieces. And this is my one chance to put those pieces back together.
When God tells you what to do,